in higher ed today. State lawmakers in Virginia want to know why the state's flagship public university is raising tuition while it's sitting on a pile of cash. The University of Virginia is facing criticism for hiking tuition 30% over the last few years, while at the same time setting aside more than $2 billion of taxpayer money into an investment fund. Today, lawmakers will question school officials about the fund and what they plan to do with it. Democratic State Senator Scott Surivel of Fairfax told us today that the fund concerns him in several ways.
I'm a graduate of the University of Virginia School of Law. My wife got her undergraduate degree from UVA. My father went to UVA Law. My mother went to graduate school there. My uncle went to undergraduate there. So my family has benefited a lot from a UVA education through the years. And you know, I'm concerned both as an alumni of the school, as a state senator, as a father of a prospective student, and as a taxpayer.
This year, for instance, an incoming in-state freshman will pay $13,000 in tuition. 3 years ago, it was $10,000. Surivel says he doesn't think it's right for a public school to sit on a huge amount of cash while raising tuition.
UVA is the crown jewel of the Virginia higher educational system. We all recognize that. But they've also been admitting more and more and more out-of-state students over the last 10 years, to the exclusion of in-state Virginia students. And they claim they've been doing it because they need the money. But what we now know is that if they've been running, you know, $50 or $100 million surpluses for the last 10 years, it had nothing to do with the money.
And we reached out to the university. It shared a statement with us from President Teresa Sullivan, who said the university must commit itself to excellence and quality to remain one of the nation's top universities, and that the investment fund promotes programs that fulfill that commitment.